Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is January 11th, and this episode is called Deeper Reflection. Who am I? As in water, face reflects face, so the heart of man reflects the man. Proverbs 27:19. We looked at reflection back on January 5th in terms of looking at the things we accomplished in the past year to see if we should do more or less of those things for the future. Now it's time to turn our attention to a deeper reflection, one of who we are instead of what we have or have not accomplished. What are our values? What is our character, our strengths and weaknesses? What do we really, really, really want and more? How often do you search yourself to determine why you do or did something? How often do you ask others how they rate you on certain character traits? If you're like most people, it's pretty rare for you to do this. Knowing how others perceive us is a great tool for searching our own heart to see where our weaknesses lie. Start by asking yourself some of these questions, and then asking others who you know care about you the same questions. Number one, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do I rate my integrity? Number two, do I seek first to make sure my needs are met or others' needs are met? Number three, how do I treat service personnel, the waiter, the janitor, repair person, cashier, the person on the phone call where I'm not getting my problem solved quickly? Number four, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do I rate my patients? Number five, on a scale of 1 to 10, how well do I really listen? Intentionally add to this list your own things. Be brutally honest. Not brutal, just brutally honest. Once you have answered these, ask your spouse, your kids, friends, coworkers, parents. Ask them to answer these, even a couple people who don't like you. Amazing what you'll learn. Afraid to ask others? Then you're not interested enough in changing. Take some serious time by yourself to go over the answers and reflect on how you can change to better yourself, putting together a list of action items to affect change. Then reflect weekly or even daily, that's better, to check on your progress. Ask a friend or two to help you grow. Life is about change, learn, and grow. Oh Lord, this is a hard area. Open my eyes to see what my weaknesses are and open my heart to make the necessary changes to love you more and love others more. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.